All right, let's get to some phone calls. Sandra, listening in Stockton, California, welcome to The Inner Life. You're on the air with Father Daniel Schuster.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, Sandra.
Good, how are you?
Good, good. What's on your heart today?
Well, question or kind of like curiosity. My father-in-law just passed last week on Tuesday. So I know that it states on the Bible that, and I've heard it before, where like a couple is no longer a couple in heaven, like a, you know, husband and wife. Does that apply to every family member? Like, when we pass, are we still related? Like, is my father-in-law still my father-in-law? Is he still my husband's dad? Like, how is that? What is the relationship when we all pass?
Yeah, that's a beautiful question, and I want to say to the listeners, as kind of a spiritual direction show, I want you all to know sometimes we're going to turn the question back on you a little bit so that we can reflect together and listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying. So, you know, Sandra, you've read the scripture. You've made that known that you've heard the Lord speak about this, right?
Yes.
Yes. And, you know, when I was a little boy, I'm going to tell a quick story here. We had a family picture on the wall, and the family picture was Cran. It was written by my sister, and Jesus was colored into that picture, right? And as a kid, that was my idea of heaven, where we were all together, brother, sister, mom, dad, and Jesus. But I have to tell you, there became a point in my life where it was no longer possible. Because of family separations and things. So I had to rethink heaven. So I like your question, because I think a lot of people have in their mind, heaven is when all the relatives are together, right? We're all back together. And this certainly must be an element of that. I'm going to give you a line from Pope Benedict that really opened up my heart to take this to prayer. He said, heaven is God. Heaven is God. So is it a reunion? Is it an event? Is it a place? And there might be elements of all that, but just, you know, imagine heaven is God, and then and to pray with that, huh? And that is there an element where we will know each other? I think so. I know so. I mean, there are... you see that with the Lord on the Mount of the Transfiguration. You've got Elijah and Moses are there, right? And they were prophets, and they're there. So there are people. There are people there. We will recognize each other, but not with our eyes, but with the spiritual senses, I think Aquinas would say. And I don't have a lot more of an answer.
But that's such a good question, because I've often too wondered, Father, you know, will I still be married to Judy when we get to heaven? And I think maybe we just don't know, right?
Yeah, we just don't know. And something so great that supersedes marriage is going to be there, and that kind of blows your mind. You kind of think about that, and yet, of course, we're going to love one another in a perfect kind of love. But God will be all in all, says the scriptures. God will be all in all. So, like you said, we don't have the answer, but we can't limit our understanding of heaven to the families all back together. My wife and I get along perfectly, and we're together. Those are good things. But it says clearly in the scriptures, what about the one who married seven times legitimately? What happens then? You know, and that kind of makes you chuckle, because the Lord used such a drastic image for us. But yeah. Just take that to prayer, Sandra. Take that to God, that heaven is God.
Yeah.
Okay?
Sandra, good to have you on the program today, joining us from the West Coast in Stockton, California today. Let's